Hope you are there already. I'll read for you from verse 5. Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside the answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. Let's pray together. Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you and praise you, Father, for what you can do. We want to praise you, Father, because you are a God who opens doors. We want to worship you and praise you, Father, because you are a God who closes doors. Once you have closed the doors, no one can open. Once you have opened them, no one can shut them. Father, it is this prayer that we are praying this morning, that Lord, we want to hear your word. Take away other thoughts right now, because your Son has just read his words to us, that the Lord Jesus said. So let these words be in each and everyone this morning. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Wow. It's that time of the day again. I'm loud and clear. I can guess. I just want to start by telling you a story. This could be a true story or something similar. There was a man in the neighborhood. He was a minister. This minister was fond of having prayer points for his community. And little did he know that his prayer had caught one of the shopkeepers in the community. The request from the shopkeeper was, please come and pray for me because drug addicts are using my shop to trade their wares. You know what the pastor said? Call the police. And then the shopkeeper said, I have tried the police. It doesn't work. Come. So the pastor went there and prayed. But before he prayed, he said, can you designate one room at the back of your shop that we can use as a prayer room? The shopkeeper gave him that back room. So as he was doing his daily things as a shopkeeper, he was trading with his customers. The prayer team was praying in the back room. Some customers also, as they were coming to shop, they heard the sound coming from there, maybe voices. Unknown to the pastor, one of the customers heard that prayer. After some time, became a member of the church. And after some time, police came and arrested the drug dealers who were using this shop. The pastor has been asked to come and pray. It's very unfamiliar to go and pray for a shop. But he went. And there were results. Drug addicts from that place were arrested. This morning, Jesus is telling us this story about a friend who went to a friend's house at midnight. There is a will of persistence there. This is what I want to show you this morning. And my theme is just simple. Persistent pays. That picture you see there goes along with the reading that I also have from the book of Joshua chapter 6. I will narrate that story as we go along. As I preach, these are the points that I want you to identify this morning. Identify the need. Identify the intercessor. Identify the helper. And the last thing is persistence. Are we together there? So far, so good. The first thing, that whole chapter, Jesus is talking to his disciples, but from verse 1 to 13, he's talking about something very special. He was praying, and his disciples said, teach us to pray. This is where we get what we call the Lord's Prayer. But don't compare this one with the one in Matthew. This one is different. Why am I saying this one is different? Because I want you to identify what Jesus was saying to his disciples. I'm not teaching you about the Lord's Prayer this morning. No. But I want you to identify something. Jesus is talking about interceding for other people. He's talking about persistence. And he's talking about boldness. In that Lord's Prayer in the book of Luke, Jesus is teaching his disciples. That prayer is not for I. Listen to this prayer. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed, Lord, be your name. Your kingdom come. Give each day our. It doesn't say my. That's point number one to make. Forgive us our. There's a point to make there. Interceding. That prayer is teaching us to intercede for other people. It's not saying intercede for yourself. It's for the other people. As a church, we've got a task to intercede for other people. The only time you hear individuality there is when God is being mentioned. God doesn't practice individualism. If he was not going to send his son, Jesus Christ. Amen? He is a God who is just. In the story that I told you about this pastor, he is actually showing it's not about him, but it's about other people. He went out of his way to go to this shop to go and pray. And he prayed. And one person was saved. Doesn't the Bible tell us in the book of Ephesians that how is this happening? It's happening because Jesus is already there. It says Ephesians 2 verse 17 to 18. He brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from him, and peace to the Jews who were near. Now all of us can come to far to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. That's according to the New Living Translation. That's the clue. It is through the Jesus. Now the same Jesus is now teaching his disciples, don't be selfish. Intercede for other people. Intercede for other people. Is God approachable? He's not a fearsome God. We can approach God anytime. You know, I just want to let you know, there are some children who have grown up without the knowledge of their father. They've been growing up under the care of mothers. They don't like to see fathers. In true life, people who have grown under the care of the mother without the father role, they don't want to see fathers. God is not like that. He's got that fatherly role which other people are missing. How does the father treat us? The father treats us with humbleness, love, and kindness. This is what we are looking for. People are looking for to be treated humbly, with care. And Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call on me and I tell you of things you don't know. What are those secrets? According to the New Living Translation, it says, secrets. God wants to tell you secrets. What are these secrets? I don't know. So if you want to know about these secrets, call on God. The only time that we call on God is when we're in problems. Is that so? But God wants us to walk with him day in, day out. Doesn't the writer of Thessalonians say, pray without ceasing? The New Living Translation says, pray without stopping. Also, the same Bible that I read, it says, rejoice in all situations. Should I rejoice when my relative has died? Should I rejoice when my stomach is empty? When there is no food? Yes, I agree. Because the same Bible that I read tells me to do so. In the book of Habakkuk 3, verse 17, it says, the fig trees might not bud, There might not be wine, but still, I rejoice in the Lord. Even with an open or empty stomach, rejoice in the Lord, because this is the God whom we worship. There's a text that I've put in there about the book of Joshua. I want to bring to you the importance of persistence. In the book of Joshua, chapter 6. Those of you who are quick on their Bibles, we're not going to read it. When you get home, read that story. I just want to read verse 1. Now the gates of Jericho were secured, barred because of the Israelites. No one went out, no one went in. I'll stop there. No one went in, no one went out. Jesus is teaching us this morning about persistence in prayer. Persistence in interceding for other people. The Lord's Prayer has just told us, it's not about me, it's us, our. Here, the story of Jericho, we are being told the gates were locked, secured. No one was going in, no one was going out. The same story, if you read the story, I'll bring that clip on again, if I can. The seven priests were blowing up the trumpets. The Bible says they were told to go around Jericho's walls 7 times. They carried on. They didn't stop. Persistence. What I want to bring to your attention is, Neil has just given us a testimony. You heard his testimony. Maybe people who were watching the Israelites going around Jericho, they said, oh, look at these Israelites. They've lost it. Why are they doing that? Neil said his faith has been tested. Has your faith been tested as well? Has your friends, have they said, where is your God when this is happening? Neil's testimony will touch a lot of people in this church and beyond. 22 years of the same predicament with his wife. I tell you, if it was other people, they'll say, well, where is your God? We don't ask where God is. He's everywhere. Or he says, call on me. I'll tell you the secrets that you don't know. The story of Jericho, they carried on. They say on the seventh day, they went 7 times. The walls of Jericho collapsed. The gates were locked. Don't forget that. The gates were locked. The Israelites, when they got there, the gates were locked. No one was going in or coming out. This morning, if you don't intercede for me, the gate is locked. We need to go around Jericho 7 times, because that's what the Lord has said. Are you listening to what God is saying to you this morning? He said, go around Jericho 7 times. Don't worry that the gate is locked. God didn't even tell them that the walls will collapse. This morning, we'll carry on praying for other people. We'll intercede for other people. The walls of Jericho will collapse. Isaiah goes on to say, so the Lord must wait. So the Lord must wait for you to come to him, so he can show you his love, his compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait on his help. Are you waiting on the help of God? Or you say, I know it all. I can do it on my own. My brother, my sister, without our prayers, you can't do it. We need one another. Let's go back to that text again. That Jesus is saying, a friend went to a friend and he was knocking. Don't disturb me. I'm in bed with my children. God is not that arrogant. You can knock as many times as you want on heaven's door. As long as we have interceded for you, God will open that door. Glory to God, because he's a faithful God. I want to tell you, walking with God is not a one-off incident. It's a daily occurrence. We need to walk with God daily, day in, day out. Call on God, not because of your need or because of your desire. God knows your need. The text tells us. All right? Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside the answers, don't bother me. The door is already clogged, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. When we pray, it's not as much as we need. It's what we need, God will give us. Not our desires, but the need. God answers the need. So what is the need that is before us this morning? What should we identify as a need? Our friends are in need of our prayers. God will answer our prayers as we pray together, interceding for other people. I'm glad this friend in here managed to identify the intercessor. The shopkeeper managed to identify who can pray for him. He went to the pastor. In that story, a friend went to a friend who knew where to get help. I'm preaching this morning that when you need help, call on Jesus. He has said in the book of John, if you need anything, say in my name and I will take it to my Father. That's a promise. I've said that text again in Ephesians, that because of Jesus, what he has done, we are also heirs because of him. So there's nothing to fear here. Jeremiah also is reminded, call on me, I'll tell you secrets that you don't know. We all want to hear secrets. Why can't we call on God? That word, audacity, I looked when I was researching, it says it's actually from the Latin word. It shows boldness. Not just one knock. The friend knocked several times, and in the end, he was given what he wanted. This is what it is to be an intercessor. You don't give up. You must show boldness. We need to show boldness for Jericho's walls to fall. As the people were going out with the prophets, singing, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory. The walls collapsed, and there was an answer. You and me this morning, when we sing, going around the walls of Jericho 7 times, our prayers will be heard. Doors will be opened. We hear this guy had gone to sleep, he said, I am already in bed with my children. The door is already shut. But in the end, he opened the door and gave him the bread. Persistence pays. A friend in the house heard what was being said. A friend in the house had compassion. I took that example to be God himself. God, that is not rude. God doesn't allow us to give up. There is this quotation from this other gentleman. Here is what Terry Paylor had to say about those who stand with you. He said, they are leaf people. Okay? So I will start with the leaf people. Who are the leaf people? Some people come into your life and they are like leaves on a tree. They are only there for a season. You cannot depend on them or count on them because they are weak and only there to give you shade. Like leaves, they are there to take what they need. And as soon as it gets cold or wind blows in your life, they are gone. You cannot be angry at them. It's just who they are. Then the branch people. There are some people who come into your life. They are like branches on a tree. They are strong, they are leaves, but you have to be careful with them. They will stick around through most seasons, but if you go through a storm or two in your life, it is impossible. It is possible that you could lose them. Most times they break away when it's tough. Although they are strong than leaves, you have to test them out before you run out there and put all your weight on them. In most cases, they cannot handle too much weight. But again, you cannot be mad with them. It's just who they are. Then the root people. If you can find some people in your life who are like the roots of a tree, then you have found something special. Like the roots of a tree, they are hard to find because they are not trying to be seen. Their only job is to hold you up and help you live a strong and healthy life. If you thrive, they are happy. They stay low-key and do not let the world know that they are there. And if you go through an awful storm, they will hold you up. Their job is to hold you up. Come what may, they are there. And they are there to nourish you, feed you with water, and to make you health. Just as a tree has many limbs and many leaves, there are few roots. Look at your own life. How many leaves, branches, and roots do you have? What are you in other people's lives? Are you a root, a branch, or a leaf? Are you that intercessor that someone who is at home this morning is looking for? What they are going through? Why is the doors of the walls of Jericho not falling down? Because you and me, we haven't done our job. We are the intercessors for those people who are not here this morning. In conclusion, this is what I have to say. Pray for those in need of spiritual needs. Be prepared to intercede for others. Know your role. And lead the need to the helper. Be persistent and bold. Be persistent and bold. Christ is telling his disciples to be bold, to be persistent. We want to be persistent in our prayers. It's not about what I need, but it's what about the other person needs. Let's pray together. Father God, we want to thank you for your word that speaks the truth. Father, it's not the leaves or the branches that we are looking for. We are looking for roots. You are our root. You make us secure. Father, we want to thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. He's our intercessor. It says in the book of John, he said, bring anything that you want to me and I will take it to my Father. Lord, we are praying this morning that the doors haven't opened in the past because we didn't intercede for our friends. The doors didn't open for our friends to be healed further because we didn't intercede properly. We were seeking for self-glory. It's no longer time for self-glory. It's about who Jesus is, what Jesus can do. Jesus is a miracle worker. He can heal. Hence, the door wasn't opened because there was a lot of selfishness. But if we show boldness and persistence on behalf of other people, the doors will open. Is it why I'm not getting accommodation? Because my friends haven't prayed for me. Is it why my daughter is not getting married? Because the church hasn't prayed for my daughter. Is it why I cannot have a car? Because my friends haven't prayed for me. They will pray and the storehouse will be opened. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Open your storehouse for your children. Health-wise, accommodation, food, you name it. We've prayed in the name of Jesus this morning. It will be done. Because we worship a living God who says in his word, call on me. I will tell you the secrets that you don't know. This morning, Father, we want to know those secrets. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.